Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. Now we are continuing our shiur. This is the second part. We are talking about the avukos, the torches that were thrown at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that were juggled at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Sukkah tells us. And we will continue where we left off the last time. Last time we spoke about how the Maim HaTachtonim, the lower waters, which are separated from the higher waters, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the greatest amount of kavod, because if you're far and you come close, that's a much greater kavod than being close all along. And the root of that, the root of the Maim HaTachtonim being separated, is on the second day, and they cried in front of Hashem, we want to be close. And therefore, the Nechama is that on Sukkot, which is the holiday of Anani HaKavod, they give Hashem kavod by coming close once again and being poured onto the Mizbech. And that is the root, that those tears of the Maim HaTachtonim are the root also of man's tears when he blows the shofar and he cries, which is the sound of crying, and he says, Hashem, Hashem, why did you create me? It would have been easier had I not been created, because I'm so far from you, and I can sin, because I too am made up of Elyonim and Tachtonim, and because of my lower, my more physical traits, I'm quite liable to sin. That's where what we learned in a nutshell, in a very small nutshell, last time. And now we will continue. We are in Maimer Yud of the Pachad Yitzchak. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Palgei Mayim Yardu Einai Alo Shamu Sarasecha. The rivers of tears, springs of tears were dropped from my eyes because they didn't guard your Torah. It's very interesting. It doesn't say I didn't guard your Torah. It says Lo Shamru. It says they, the eyes, didn't guard your Torah. And from this Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Ikar HaRavi, Meikri HaTshuva, learn that there is a mahalach of tikkun neged hakilkul. There is a tikkun, there is a fixing, a rectification corresponding to the kilkul, to the destroying. And in this mahalach of tikkun keneged hakilkul, every aver, every limb has a special cheshbon. So it's not that we say, I didn't sin, because I am sinning in many different ways with many different organs. No. Each organ has its own cheshbon with Hashem. And therefore the eyes were crying because they didn't serve Hashem, because they have their own cheshbon with Hashem. And the feeling that enwraps us is, says Rav Huttner, that since we are taught this inyan, this lesson, that each organ has its own separate cheshbon, its own separate accounting to make to Hashem. But it's taught dafka with the eyes, with the eyes shedding tears, horadas demos, shmamina, we see from here that dafka in this prat of the einayim, this is the sirtut. This is the blueprint, hamavlitet ofyo shel einyan b'chlaliuto, that emphasizes the nature of this matter in general, in allgemein, as they say in Yiddish. In other words, it's dafkut, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, by the way, kuf yotes, and Tehillim perikut kuf yotes, pasuk kuf lamed vav, that palgei mayim yardu ena alo shamu sarasecha, that dafkut, the eyes are crying because they didn't guard your Torah. Because the eyes also have their cheshbon with Hashem. Every organ has its cheshbon with Hashem. And but it's taught us dafkut with the eyes. Why dafkut this organ? Why not my arms have a cheshbon with Hashem? My legs? Why dafka the eyes? The answer is, it teaches us this inyan, that every organ has its own separate accounting to make to Hashem. Why? Stam b'chiyo inyan shel tzar. Normally when you cry, one cries out of anguish. Stam tzchok. Normally when somebody laughs, it's an inyan of simcha. Obviously when you laugh, you're happy. When you cry, you're sad. However, sometimes you have a b'chiyah shel simcha. You cry from happiness. These tears testify to a simcha that is much, much greater than the simcha that appears when one is laughing. This is a very, very deep idea. Simana amuvak shel simcha mofia b'fanim shel b'chiyah klapei stam simcha mofia b'fanim shel tzchok hu. The greatest simon of simcha that appears in bechia, simcha that's expressed by tears, vis-a-vis simcha that's expressed by joy, by laughing, is that simcha that's accompanied by tears comes after the sweetening of a tsar of anguish that preceded it. When you hear good news, so you feel good about it. You're happy, you feel expansive, you feel good, in a word. As the Rav Futner says in his beautiful Lashon, Hashmua tova megi'a le'aznav shel adam, midashenet yomnom et atzamav u'meirat panav. A good tiding that reaches man expands his bones, because as it says in the Pasuk, that a good tiding, tidashen etzem, expands one's bones, makes it more, fattens one's bones. U'meirat panav, it shines his face. But the eyes stand as they are. And there are no tears. When a person is laughing, there are no tears. And only when this good tiding comes to sweeten, to soften the bitterness that had escalated and had accrued in one's heart from an earlier evil tiding, and the good tiding tells a person that the tsar has been turned into the oneg, or to use the lashon of Kabbalah, the nega has been turned into an oneg. It's the same osios. So when you hear that something so terrible, turns out a woman's going to give birth, and the doctors say this child, chas v'shalom, is going to be very sick, or the child's going to die, and there's no chance, and you might as well just abort the baby, they told the father. And the father said, no, I want to have the baby. And the mother said, no, I want to have the baby. And they go to the hospital, and the baby is born, a healthy, bouncing baby boy. Wah, 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 beautiful, healthy boy. The doctors haven't seen such a healthy boy since the beginning of time. What do the parents do? The parents cry. Parents cry, they're so happy. That's the tsar, that's nefach meonek. This good tiding penetrates into much greater depths, and umolida he has dimas hasimcha ba'ayin, and generates these tears of joy in one's eye. The simcha that appears in crying is a simcha that comes to capture the place of the tsar that preceded it. Dafka the haficha, the turning, the transforming of Evel HaSimcha Ma'amikayas HaSimcha. That deepens the Simcha. And that's why on Purim, that's the deep Simcha of Purim. Evel Yom Tov. That we go from the depths of Evel, all the Jews were supposed to go down. And that was the Haficha. And that's why we have such a high level of Simcha, as Rafinner talks about in the Pachar on Purim. There's no Shir, normally there's Shiurim for Simcha. And Yantiv, there's a Kazayas of Yayin, a Revius of Yayin, a Kazayas of Basar. Purim, it's Adalo Yada, there's no Shiurim, because that's Hafichas Ha'evel HaSimcha. And that's a much deeper Simcha. And that creates tears of joy on one's cheek. And that is obviously much deeper than just mere Schok. And now we get back to the Ikar Revi Meikarei Atshuva, which is Tsar B'Maisa, as Rabbeinu Yonah talks about in his Sharei Tshuva, Tsar B'Maisa. V'lamadnu midvarv shel Rabbeinu Yonah, ki l'chol eiver yesh tikun shel tsar b'fnei atzmo. There's tsar, that the eyes are metaken, that the eyes cry, and that is a tikun to the Aveira that the eyes had done. So that's the tsar that is expressed by the eye, the crying of the eye. But when we said each Aver has its own cheshbon with Hashem, but it's expressed dafka in the Einayim. Why? Because as we explain, what is crying, when if it tells us dafka by crying, that crying is the tikkun of the Aver of the Ayin, because there's something in crying that expresses this whole concept, this whole notion of each limb having its own tikkun. Because what's the koach of the tikkun atshuva? Because it's hofech, because it turns around merida, rebellion to hachna, to submissiveness. And the hafichas hamerida lahachna, when you one was once rebellious and now submissive, that's much greater than hachna aspirations. That's much greater than one who was submissive all along. Because that's a much greater cover. When you turn rebellion into submission, than one who is submissive all along, as we talked about in the previous year. That when one was far away, now becomes close, that's much greater than one who was close all along, it's a much greater cover. And that's mamish the union of Bechiah. Bechiah, when one cries, that's the adifus, that's the preference of the afichas of tsar l'simcha, al gabe simchas bereishis. There's a much greater simcha when one was first feeling anguish and is now happy, than one who is happy from the very beginning. And that's why the greatest example of tsar b'maisa, of a person who's coming before Hashem and doing tshuva, is Bechiah. Palgei mayim yardu enu asher alosham b'sar asecha. Wow, this is so deep, sweetest friends, majestic, profound. That we're talking about tshuva, we're talking about showing tsar b'maisa. So why dafka, the eyes, the crying of the eyes? Because what does crying teach us? Crying shows us that when a person cries out of simcha, what a person is doing is he's expressing a much deeper simcha than had he been samech from the beginning. Because this is a simcha of first tsar and now simcha. And that is those are the mechanics of tshuva. That's how tshuva works. First, there's merida, and now there's hachna, which is much greater than hachna's bereishis, than being submissive from the very beginning. So the tears are an expression of this transformation. And so too, that's what tshuva is. Tshuva is also a transformation of merida to hachna. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shai Revi Yos Ches that Midarkei Atshuva Laharos Simchaso B'zman Kaparaso, to show his simcha at the time of his kapara. So the Yagon Achet, the anguish that we have when we sin, and the joy that we have when we get kapara, are two sides of the same coin. Rav Kook talks about this in Oras Atshuva, and Rav Futner was a Talmud of Rav Kook. He said he owes 50% of his personality to Rav Kook. And it's already a Rabbeinu Yonah. That tshuva is about simcha. That yagon achay turns into simcha zakapara. And we're supposed to show when we're doing tshuva that we have such simcha that now we're getting kapara. V'omnam otane inayim oridot es palge imay b'shas yagon achay. Those same eyes that shed rivers worth of, springs worth of tears, when it feels the anguish of chait, hein hein sheyoridu es palgei amayim b'sha'as simchas hakapara. Those very same eyes will shed springs worth of tears, rivers worth of tears, when it has a simcha of kapara. So yes, the eyes are crying at the sin, and the eyes are also crying at the kapara, tears of simcha. Because the yagon has turned into simcha. The anguish has turned into joy. Hacharatam olidat hakapara dafka mipnei shacharata inasam achna. Charata generates this regret, generates atonement, dafka because the atonement isn't stam achna, because the regret generates atonement. Dafka because the regret is not just stam achna, it's not stam being submissive to Hashem, rather it's the transforming of rebellion to submission. Hakapara molides hapalge inayim shel simcha. This atonement generates the rivers of water of simcha, of tears. Dafka because it's not a kapara of simcha stam, but it's hafichas ha'evel l'simcha. It's the mourning turning into simcha. And the slicha is not stam keruv. It's not stam bringing close. It's hafichas harichuk lekiruv. It's the turning around of what was once far to being close. So now we have that the tears. The tears are tears of joy. They were once were far away from you, Hashem. And now those palgei naim, they're going to turn into palgei naim, tears of joy. The tears of anguish turn into tears of joy. Dafka, because they were once tears of anguish. And that is that's the same mahalach as tshuva. That dafka, we were once far away, and now we're close. And that's much greater than being close all along. It's afichos harichuk lakiru. And v'chol ze'omeru b'sod midas ha'kavod v'asnasis. And that is all, that's the secret of kavod, of the elevating, the honoring of Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was much more elevated when one who was once against Him is now with Him. And on the other side of the coin, the lowering of one who once blasphemed Hashem, when he lowers himself to God, that's much greater than one who is low all along. Ki asnasis alamanagir akodem amukahi leina roch yoter me'asher asnasis alamaseya me'ikaro. The elevation that Hashem gets from one who was once against Him, opposed to Him, and is now with Him is much deeper and much more profound and much greater and has much more value than the elevation that He gets when one who was helping Him from the very beginning. U'me'idach gisan, on the other side, the lowering of one, ha'shpalas atzmo shal mecharif ha'megadef ha'kodem amuki lein aroch me'asher ha'shpalas atzmo rishonis. It's much greater than the lowering of one who was low from the very beginning. And that is the consolation of the Mayim HaTachtonim when they are poured on the Mizbech on Sukkos. The crying of the Palgei Mayim, who, that the Shehoridu Einayim Shel HaMayim HaTachtonim Mitoch HaTzaaka Yoma Onan Binen LeMehave Kodam Malka. The cries of the water, that's the water, the Mayim HaTachtonim. They wanted to be in front of Hashem. They refuse to be consoled until Sukkos. Sukkos is the time of the Anani HaKavod. That's when the Anani HaKavod surrounded the Jewish people. Uvimahalcha shel midas HaKavod genuzahit kifusim shel arachokim al hakrovim v'shel atachtonim al ha'elyonim. And this mahalach of the midah of Kavod, that encapsulates the greatness of the power of the Rechokim over the Krovim and the Tachtonim over the Elyonim. Sweetest friends, the Tachtonim and Sukkos say, they felt so sad that they were separated from Hashem on the second day. And they said, Anan Binan Lehabe Kadamalka. And therefore, Dafka and Sukkos, we want to show them, no, you're the Mayim HaTachtonim, you're the greatest. Because you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more kavod when you come close, because now you're far. And greater is one who was far and came close than one who was close all along. It's a much greater kavod. And therefore, dafka in the shadow of the Anani HaKavod, the Mayim HaTachtonim come onto the Mizbeach. Because now this is the Sukkos, is the moed of kavod. And dafka in this moed of kavod, we want to give Hashem His great kavod by pouring the Mayim HaTachtonim on the Mizbeach, which is much greater than the Mayim Elyonim. The Mayim Elyonim will never reach this Madrega. Because of this, the Palgei Mayim of the Merirus, of the Tzaaka of Richuk, turn into Palgei Mayim of Dmoz Gil Ubechia Shel Simcha. Dafka, the tears of being far away from Hashem that the lower waters shed, now turn into tears of Simcha, Bechia Shel Simcha, which we said is a much deeper crying. It's a crying of Haficha. What once was Tsar, now Dafka, that turned into Simcha. We were Dafka, we were far away from Hashem, the Mayim HaTachtonim say, and now we're close to Hashem, now we're being poured on the Mizbeach. And that, this Bechia Shel Simcha, is the Nisul HaMayim. That is the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach on Sukkos. And the Simcha of this Bechia is the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. Simcha's Beis HaShoeva is such a deep Simcha. It's a Simcha of being far from Hashem and now being close to Hashem. And now we get back to where we started in the first part of the Shir, to the Avukos Shel Or, to these torches of light that were juggled in the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, and we don't find them in other Simchas. Says the Gemara in Sukkah, Chassidim Anshei Maisa Yimirakdim V'Avukos Shalor Bideyem. the Hasidim and Anshei Maisa would dance, and they would have torches of light in their hands. So the Gemara explains, relates, Omnam la'acha she'ekshiva oznenu l'kol apnimi ha'ole leinu mitocha shel simchas beis ha'shoeva. After our ears heard the deeper voice that comes up to us from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we understand what the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is about, the cries of joy. Motzimanu ki amakor Hashem imenu rovea rigur or hazeh mechuvenu umiyucha l'simchas Beis HaShoeva dafka. The source from which flows this dance with the light is connected dafka to Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We want to understand why the Simchas Beis HaShoeva do we dance with light? Why not at any other time? The Hasidim and Anshei Maisa would dance with torches of light in their hands. These torches of light stamp an imprint of kavod on the record of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Because we find that light creates honor. As it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Be'urim kabdu Hashem. Yeshayahu perichav dalet pasuk tesvav. Be'urim, with lights, kabdu Hashem. Yer mechaved Hashem. And the heim, heim advarim. Ki ze be'emes chidush shel simchas beis ha'shoeva kapi shar smachos. That's the chiddush of the simchas beis ha'shoeva over all other simchas. Shomedeti b'miyuchad u'b'misuyam b'soda shel midat ha'kavod. The simchas beis ha'shoeva is the simcha of kavod. Mipnei sherak b'shiltona shel midat kavod greida. Gnuza yadifutam shel rechokim shenitkarvu agabei akrovim d'mei ikara. Because dafka on the ruling of the midah of kavod, that's where we see the preference of those who were far that came close over and above those who were close all along. That's dafka in the midah of kavod. Kavod can appreciate, kavod is the expression of a kavod is honor, and there is much greater honor when one who is far comes close than one who is close all along. And that's the chag of Sukkot. Sukkot is the moed of anonei akavod, the clouds of glory of honor. Sukkot is the holiday of giving honor. And that is why it's dafka the mayim atachtonim will go on the mizbeach of Sukkot. They can give the greatest honor because they were once far and now they are close. And that is why dafka they dance with light. Be'urim kabdu Hashem. Because Sukkot is a moed and the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is an expression of the Simcha of Sukkot of kavod. And that's why since Be'urim kabdu Hashem, we honor God with light. And Sukkot is the time of honor. So dafka the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we dance with light. And therefore, we can talk about two different categories of dancing. Magal shel rikud b'tor tznua shel simcha b'mi shenimtza b'merkaz ha'igul, u'magal shel rikud b'tor tznua shel kavod l'zeh ha'nimtza b'merkaz ha'igul. There is the dance of simcha of one who is in the middle of the circle. And this is a tznua of simcha. And then there is the dance, the circle of the dance, as an expression of kavod to the person who is in the middle of the circle. You can dance around somebody as a tznua of simcha, and you can dance around somebody as a tznua, as a movement of kavod. Asi da Akadosh Baruch Hu lasus machol at tzadikim, says the Gemara, the Akadosh Baruch Hu yoshev v'emtza. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for the tzaddikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit in the middle. U'magal harikut shel simchas beis ha'shoeva hu tznua shel simcha l'man gilui kvodo shel yoshev b'emtza. When we're talking about the dancing of the simchas beis ha'shoeva, that is to reveal the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is sitting in the middle. La'asid lavo, we are going to be dancing. Footnote doesn't say, is this going to be a dance of kavod? Or is this going to be a dance of mere simcha? I think it would be a dance of kavod, because in fact Sukkot is connected lasid lavo, as we see many expressions of that on Sukkot. For example, we read the Haftorah on Sukkot of lasid lavo. what's going to be Lasid Lavo, and Sukkos is when you gather all the fruits into your home, Asifas HaPeros, which is Asifas, a gathering of all the mitzvahs of Knesset Yisrael, Adoroseh, Peros are mitzvahs. So that dance we do, L'chora, is a rikud of kavod. We are giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Be'emsa. And whereas, let's say, at a wedding, that dancing with the chassid and the kala in the middle, that's an expression of simcha around the chassid and kala, not necessarily an expression of kavod. But the dancing of Sukkos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Be'emsa, and we're all dancing around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. Be'urim kabdu Hashem. And therefore, Dafka, we dance with these torches, and concludes Rav Huttner his beautiful essay, Ve'advarim me'irim. And these words literally shine. And that's what it's all about, sweetest friends. The simcha of Sukkos is the simcha of being far and coming close, which is the greatest kavod that we can give to Hashem. And that's the haficha of being far to being close. And that's how we console the mayim atachtonim, who were once far and now are once close. And that's dafka why the Baalei Tshuva also dance on Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Because it's the Baalei Tshuva who were once far and now become close, now came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is their special holiday. And of course that explains why Sukkos comes after Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, where we had the Yagon, where we had the anguish of our sins and we were crying the Al Chaitz, there's a bas kol that comes out, Leich echol b'simcha lachmecha ki kvar ratza Elokim es avonecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgiven your sin. You can eat your bread with joy. That turns into the simcha of Sukkos, where we sit in the clouds of glory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us honor, and we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu honor. And that's why the mayim atachtonim are poured onto the Mizbeach, which were far from Hashem and are now close. And we too, who are made up of the upper worlds and lower worlds, now even the lower, even our body has come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the greatest simcha. And that's the simcha that produces the tears of joy that are poured onto the Mizbeach. And therefore we dance, hence, we dance with these torches, the Urim Kaptu Hashem, the Advarim Meirim, sweetest friends, I love you, I thank you, and I honor you for giving me the privilege of being able to learn this very beautiful Torah with you, and we should be zoche to have the greatest simcha. Sukkos, the Rambam says, Dafkan Sukkos is a simcha gedola, the greatest simcha of all the chagim is on Sukkos, is the far coming close. We should all be zoche mitz Hashem to see a kiyum of harachaman hu yakim as Sukkos David hanofales with the binyan bayis shlishi v'simchas olam al roshenu. Amen, Ken Yuratzam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.